This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Everybody knows.
Hello, welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
I'm in the thick of it.
Everybody knows.
We went boxing yesterday
from the screen to the ring to the pen to the king.
David, since you started in the gym a few months ago, have you faltered at all?
Faltered?
As in, have you had a week where you're like, not for me today?
Oh yeah, gotcha.
Do you find it hard to go back though when you're out of a routine?
No, but I'm being kinder to myself because the last time I was sick was a couple of weeks ago and I went to the gym and I just fucked myself up even more. So yesterday I was sick and I was like, I'm not going to go. So I'll just rest and I'll go later in the week. It's fine. I've been pushing myself to do five in a week. It's
way too much. That was never going to last very long.
But like, to be fair, it lasted for 8 weeks. Do you know what I mean? So I was really proud of that and now I can just take it easy. But like after the weekend, lads, honestly, I wake up Monday morning and I'm like, it's like I'm pregnant. Do you know what I mean? I'm just like, oh, for fuck's sake, I look awful and I need to get back into it.
Mm.
I can't wait to get back into it.
Is it possible to not fall off in the weekend? Like, honestly, it doesn't matter what I do during the week. I will absolutely destroy myself the weekend.
But do you know what I noticed
with
as well?
Food,
from
drink,
staying
everything
in town for the few weeks, I'm so glad to be out of there. As much as I love the experience, I don't know how you control yourself, Aisling.
It's Diane Sherrock.
Feckin' restaurants everywhere, people to meet, things to do.
I know.
Like when we were staying in the hotel for the week or two, like honestly, unless you wanted to stay in the hotel room, you're going to drink or you're going to eat out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was thrilled to go home yesterday and be like, cooking lunch, cooking dinner, going to a class.
And the danger with being like living in town is whenever anyone's in town, they're like, oh, you're around.
Yeah.
I'm in town.
Yeah.
And it's like knock, knock, knock. Is Aisling coming out?
That's awful.
It's like that. And you can't be like, oh no, I'm not tracking in from Rathfarnham or whatever. Because you're like, oh, you're literally outside my door. Of course I'm going to come out.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you a little bit like kind of want to go? Like, cause I love town, right? But I also get very sick of town.
Yeah.
And I love being in Rathmines because there's so many nice areas in Rathmines.
Same,
and I'm only like, I'm only 15 minutes away from Ranelagh.
Mm.
Do you kind of sometimes you're like, oh, I'd love to go out to a suburb now?
Oh, yeah. Like, I'd say like 80% of the time I'm absolutely delighted in town. It's obviously unreal and so lucky to be so close to everything. But like, sometimes I am like, I really want to walk out my front door and not be like on a bustling street.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And not have to like dodge people.
That's fair.
I'd love to just like walk down a little road
driveway
with other houses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And be like Christmas lights up and stuff.
And running and stuff is a bit shit in town. But
I was thinking, yeah, that's a lot. I don't think I could do that.
Yeah. I'm very good at dodging people. I'm very good at hopping into cycle lanes until. Yeah.
All right. Listen, we will catch you back here live in the morning. Enjoy.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it. Yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Hello and good morning.
Morning. What's going on? What are we? Tuesday.
Yeah.
Not bad.
All right. That's a bit of a change in you, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit better. Kind of shocked at how much better I'm feeling after only 24
Made a
hours.
Dramatic
I'm
improvement.
Sorry now. I know this is visual and it's radio, but that hoodie, Dave, I love it. Dave got a new hoodie.
You are right. It is very visual and it is radio.
Yeah, essentially, though, you know what a hoodie looks like, yeah? It's kind of like off grey. It's that kind of cool tone. Think of Zara. It's all in at the moment.
At the label when I first bought this, and it said it's a boxed hoodie. It's a boxed shaped
hoodie. Okay, that's
hoodie.
Good to know, because I do really like it as well. There's a chunkiness to it.
There is. There's an oversized look to it. It's a relaxed fit, I would say. The shoulders, say, don't stop at the top of the shoulder blade. They come down a little bit to the arm, but not in like an overly baggy, annoying
way. No.
It just looks cool on you. Do you know what you look like? You look like you're trying to understate how rich you are.
That's
you know the way lads do
Emma,
that.
Emma, he has a girlfriend now, and you need to respect that. Seriously, though, Emma, seriously, we talked about Dave.
You know
her name is Pippa, and she deserves a bit of respect.
You know what happened yesterday? I had a new coat, and Emma was like, "Now, Dave, that coat is my favorite coat that you wear." Second, I get a girlfriend, she's all flirty.
She's obsessed with him.
Second, I get a girlfriend.
And guys, can I just make something clear? I'm just delighted you bought himself some new clothes. Okay? Bought himself some new clothes and I'm happy.
Oh, sorry, I forgot she's his mum.
I was sick of the black one. I was looking at it every day in, day out, and I'm just thrilled.
Yeah, God, how do you think Pippa feels? She absolutely hates my clothes.
I think what's happened here is he's met Pippa and I'm thrilled because she's telling him how to dress himself.
Yeah, that might be more
accurate. I hate it. It's, you get a girlfriend and you suddenly realise everyone in your life hates how you dress.
That's so fair.
Congratulations.
Spins Fully Charged with Now. Gather round, everyone. Oh. Gather round.
Oh.
Let's all talk about words, shall we?
Words.
Oh, lovely.
I knew you love words, Emma, because of your degree. Didn't you study English or something?
Yeah, so did Ash.
No, I didn't.
Ah.
History.
Ah, well.
A lot of words in history.
A lot of words in history.
A lot of writing in history.
I would like to talk to you about something that happens every single year, and it's probably sounds a little bit boring at the start, but then you get into it and you're like, oh, this is quite interesting. I'm talking about the word of the year. Now, a few weeks back, they announced the Collins Dictionary Word of the Year, and it was...
Brat.
Brat, well done. After Charlie XCX's very successful album and a Brat Summer, which
I feel like you're a teacher this morning.
Yes, well, you know the way there's multiple dictionaries in the world? You've got the Collins, the Oxford Dictionary, the Cambridge Dictionary. There's also dictionary.com.
There's Urban Dictionary.
There's Urban Dictionary is right as well. So because there are multiple dictionaries, there are in fact multiple words of the year.
Oh, fun.
It isn't just all going with the Collins Dictionary.
Was Collins the brat one?
Collins was brat,
They really got in there ahead of everyone else, didn't they though?
They really did, like a couple of weeks ago.
They stole the show this year.
They did indeed. So I thought I'd go through the other dictionaries' words of the year. Dictionary.com, they picked a very mindful word, and it is, of course,
demure.
Demure. Very good. It was popularized by a TikToker called Jules LeBron. Very demure, very mindful, and would also often pair with the word cutesy and considerate.
Do you know the girl, the original girl who did the very demure, very mindful bit, very mindful?
Very demindful.
Demure and demindful.
That would have been funnier if it was demure and demindful.
Dis and dat and demure and demindful.
Yeah, very dull. Like, that was a great video. People just took it too far. Just let it be. It was funny in its original form.
Yeah, agreed. You know? It was like overkill.
Well, it was characterised by shyness and modesty or reserved, and other words on the shortlist on dictionary.com were brain rot, brat, extreme weather.
What? That's two words.
Yeah, and they're both just like legitimate words.
Midwest nice and weird.
Brain rot is good.
Brain rot is all right. Brat is fine.
As well.
And weird. That's already a word.
What?
Very, very odd. Dictionary.com, you're in the bin.
Goodbye.
Oxford Dictionary, for me, also in the bin. Because being a coward, they're letting us vote for the word of the year.
Oh, give over.
That is not our job.
Stop trying to make dictionaries cool again.
That is your job.
You're not intelligent enough for that.
Like, what are we? Are we also meant to pick the best movie at the Oscars? Or the Ballon d'Or? No. You give it to us and we'll tell you whether we're happy with it or not.
Yeah.
We're meant to be someone really, really smart. Those dictionary lads.
Shortlist is, and I'll give you some definitions for these as well because I was a little bit confused. Slop. Romanticy. Lore. Brain rot is there again. Demure is there again. And dynamic pricing.
Two words.
So slop.
Is this words or phrases?
Slop, I really hated until I knew the actual definition. Mm. Low quality art, writing or other content generated using AI.
Oh, that's good.
That's good, isn't
I
it?
Like slop.
That's slop.
Pretty much everything you bring to the show.
Yeah.
Here's David Moore slop for us.
She's not wrong. Except for this whole story. I didn't know you'd use AI once for this. Brain rot, it's supposed to the supposed deterioration of a person's mental or intellectual state as a result of watching too much content. Mm-hmm. There's another one for me. Demure, obviously again. Dynamic pricing, the practice of varying the price for a product or service to reflect changing market conditions. This obviously became a massive thing because of Ticketmaster and the Oasis tickets and things like that. Yeah. Lore, which is a body of facts or supposed facts, background information on a person, place or thing. Things that you should know about someone or something to get the full picture.
I've been using lore a bit.
Same. I like lore. And then we have romanticy, which is just a genre of fiction, romance and fantasy. So you have like magic and...
Like Twilight.
Twilight, yeah. Exactly.
Like that.
And then lastly...
Very modern of me.
Very much not leastly though, the Cambridge Dictionary Word of the Year is... Manifest.
Oh, Christ.
I kind of like it.
Yeah, but it's kind of been around the last couple of years.
It has been around. It's meaning to dream or will something into existence, and it became popular with celebrities. Like, apparently, Dua Lipa said she manifested her entire career, like performing at Glastonbury and selling out albums and things like that.
Dua Lipa's always at the heart of every big decision that's made.
Dua Lipa's starting to become at the heart of everything. I got a book off my girlfriend's dad the other day about... it was a book on The Troubles, right? And it was, like, on that new Disney Plus show, Say Nothing, right? And on the back of it, it was like a Dua Lipa book.
What?
I was like, what is happening?
Did she publish it? No, she didn't publish it.
It was just like Dua Lipa liked it or something. I don't know. It said
Dua Lipa book club or something.
Almost something like that.
As if Dua Lipa's on one of her millions of holidays reading about The Troubles.
It's a great point, Emma.
It's
a great point, Emma.
God, you're really in with the family. Get a book off the father in law.
I know, yeah. I got two books.
Wow.
Freaking out. I better start reading.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Now, yesterday after the show, I got a lot of like unexpected attention from multiple colleagues while I was doing a very mundane task.
Oh, I see, you loved that. You love attention.
I actually, well, I do. Absolutely. Don't we all do? But I was really surprised that I was getting attention for this task because I felt it was just completely normal. So on a Monday, my boyfriend Alex and I have gotten into this nice routine where when I leave work, I text him, we meet at the supermarket and we do our food shop for the week. It's like very quiet. Everything's just been restocked because it's Monday morning. It's a really good system.
Not to be cruel to people who don't have the opportunity, but because we work early and finish early, I can't imagine going in at like peak hours these days to do a grocery shop. It's always lunchtime.
And sometimes I do make the mistake and I'm like, oh dear God,
I forgot about these.
This is what everybody else has to deal with. Yeah. So before I leave work, I pull up my shopping list on my laptop and I start to fill in the things that we need. I look at my phone, I look at the recipes that I'm going to make, and then I start filling them in on my laptop, okay? And I'm minding my own business, doing this very normal task, and Emma Nolan looks over and she goes, what the hell are you doing? She's very nosy.
Yeah, Emma, for God's sake, leave her alone.
And I said, I'm making my shopping list. She said, what? And I said, my shopping list. And my shopping list, in my opinion, is very normal. Let me talk you through it. It's on an app called Google Keep. It's like the Google version of the Notes app. And the nice thing about it is it's shared between Alex and I. So when I add an item, it pops up on his phone and vice versa. Yes, it's very handy.
No, Dave, strap yourself in for this.
Oh, go on.
It also has checkboxes, which is a very nice feature. I don't think you get that in the iPhone app.
For when you bought it.
You do.
You do. You definitely do. You could also have a shared Notes.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's not neither here nor there.
Again, very normal. So we check off an item, whatever. This app knows me so well that I need only write down the word two and it suggests tins of tomatoes.
Okay.
To follow up because it knows how often I buy two tins of tomatoes. And Emma was absolutely shook. And then I did something else. And Emma's like, now what the hell are you doing there?
Okay, it's not so far not that weird.
So far, not that weird. I've just never seen people type a shared shopping list before.
No, yeah.
So that was a bit
on their
strange.
Work laptop.
And also to be
and then also to be as organised as Aisling is to know exactly what she's cooking Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday to have her recipes prepared on a Monday.
Too
you know, there was a lot there for me to take
it's a
in.
Quick conversation. First. It's a quick back and forth.
There's no room for, you know, messiness. There's not,
Dave. No, not at all.
Just picking up a bag of jellies because it's fun.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the next part was what really freaked Emma out. And what I was doing was I was grabbing the little toggles at the side of each item on the list and I was reordering them. And she said, what the hell are you doing there? And I said, oh, well, I'm ordering them into the order in which they appear in the supermarket.
In the supermarket. I love that.
No, you can't do that with pen and paper. So you can't.
I just thought that's wild.
That's
so
exactly what I would do.
The aisles inside out so well. That when they know exactly what way they're walking around, there's no room to go back. I just was like, God, Jesus, this is actually nuts, right?
And I thought, yeah, you're just mad, Emma. But then I remembered that a few weeks ago I was doing this and Shireen, who's on in the evenings with Jamie, she was like, what the hell are you doing? She was like, can we do this on our show? This is mad. You're mad. And anyway, then the CEO, Chris, walks by and I'm still minding my own business, making my shopping list. And he goes, looks at Emma Nolan. What the hell is she doing?
I'm still just sitting there in awe. Just looking over like, wow.
This goes all the way to the top. And then I was getting called out by the CEO. He was like, essentially saying I was a loser and a freak.
He kind of did call
That's
you
our CEO.
Yeah,
and a granny and a head case and psycho.
And kind of
like
troubles.
All sorts of.
Yeah. That's two CEOs who think you're a weirdo in a row.
The last lad didn't like me either.
It's because you said on air you like the smell of your own farts.
Listen, like, we're talking about shopping lists here.
And he just couldn't let that go.
Let's not drag up the past.
Aisling, I'm still so shocked that you said that.
Anyway, if you have access to Google Keep, which I'm sure you do, this is a great system. And I stand by it.
I really thought of you yesterday because I had to do my big shop yesterday afternoon as well in the same establishment, but a different version of it in a different spot. And I was just thinking to myself, try not to have to go back once. I had to go back about six times.
Really?
Go back through the shop?
Yeah. She knows the system and the layout, obviously, well that she just does one swoop down aisle one, one swoop down aisle two, one swoop down aisle three.
I bet you...
It's the perfect weave.
No matter what, I bet you never thought I'd be agreeing with Ash.
on that?
Yeah.
Is that your vibe?
I'm just so into it.
Like, I know exactly where the frozen pizza is.
But I want to go through once and like be like tick, 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 tick. If I've ticked the seventh thing on the list, but I haven't ticked the sixth thing on the list, I'm going to be very annoyed.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'm totally with you.
You can't be zigzagging back and forth, them. You're wasting precious calories.
And you're in and out and obviously no time at all then.
Yeah, I actually timed myself and I did my full food shop yesterday in 14 minutes.
Wow.
I was about 26 minutes yesterday.
Yeah. Well, Emma asked me to time it.
Yeah, I did. I
don't do that every time. And maybe I will.
Do you bring a trolley or are you a basket girl?
The roller basket.
Roller basket. They were a great invention.
I'm really into you all of a sudden.
A lot of flirting on the show today.
You're on Spin. Good morning.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
And Emma David Ashling here, and all this week again, giving you more chances to win gorgeous prizes with Voucher Ireland or voucher.ie if you're looking it up online. It's live, and we're celebrating with some whopper prizes to give away again this week. Lots of people being made very happy ahead of Christmas. And go on, the lads. Doing 2 weeks on the show. More of that, please.
More of this. Yeah, whether you're looking to save on an amazing spa day, if you want to go for some afternoon tea or a nice meal out, voucher.ie has you covered with Christmas coming. They have a great range of products, kids, toys, home essentials, jewellery, fashion and Christmas decoration must have. Yeah,
there have been a lot of prizes on this thing that I've been incredibly jealous that they've gone away. I would much rather just keep them here in studio and for us to use over the holiday period.
It's not how it works though.
But
it's not, unfortunately.
We must give them away. Who is on to play?
We have both Liam and Maria standing by. We'll chat to you first, Liam. You're frozen this morning. You're heading off to work, are you?
Literally the frost of the car just literally pulled out of the state. They're heading in now.
Did it take a while for it to clear this morning?
No, kettle of water and it's done.
That's not good now, Liam.
Well,
I hope
boiling.
You're not boiling
not
that kettle,
boiling.
Are you, Liam?
Not boiling.
No, parboil.
Oh, parboil. Like the spuds. Very good.
So where's work for you this morning, Liam?
Out in Northside, Dublin. I'm a supermarket manager.
Come on.
Very good.
You're going to get busy in the next few weeks, Liam.
Very, very, very. So a nice little voucher for a stay away. Wouldn't go miss.
Yeah,
anything.
Nice one. Right. Do it a break.
Let's see what Santa has in his stocking.
Maria's there as well. How are you this morning?
Hi, morning. I'm good.
What are you at, Maria?
I'm just on my way to college.
Oh, very nice. What are you studying?
Medicine.
Well, you're going to get busy in the next few weeks. Have you exams soon?
Yeah, exams are in just under 2 weeks.
Oh, God, I don't know who I feel more sorry for now, Liam or Maria.
What year are you in, Maria?
Final year.
Wow.
Nearly there now.
Now it's Maria.
Liam and Maria, we're about to play pretty much a penalty-style shootout game. Santa's behind one of these doors that we have in front of us. They're labelled 1 to 10. All you've got to do is choose numbers and hope for the best, really. As we said, you can keep your brain cells, Liam and Maria, for work and college today. And Liam, up over to you first. Just pick any number you fancy.
Number 7.
Oh, not there, Liam, unfortunately. Over to you, Maria.
Number 10.
No joy, Maria. Back to Liam.
Number 3.
No, not there, Liam. All right, Maria, you're up.
Number 4.
Oh, it's going to go. It's
going
to go to the wire.
Don't
Liam.
Have a go, Liam.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Oh, Maria, chance to steal. 1, 2, 5, 6 or 9?
2.
Ah, not there, Liam. You get another chance. Go again.
5.
Oh my God!
This is ridiculous. 1, 6, or 9 left, Maria.
9.
Liam.
Is it sudden death?
Everyone stop.
You've got a 50-50 chance.
Is Santa definitely behind one of the doors this morning? Okay.
Why are you sweating?
Here we go, Liam. 1 or 6.
6.
Maria, let's have a look.
There he is, on number 1.
Liam, I'm so sorry. Commiserations.
Sorry, Liam.
It's all good.
Have a great day.
Thanks,
good luck.
Thanks,
see you later, Liam.
Maria's light. She's like, thanks, Liam. See ya.
Yeah, see you later, Liam.
We would have won, lads.
Maria, congratulations. You have won with voucher. Shall we see what you have won?
Yeah,
all right, over to Santa.
Strap yourself in for this massive prize. You've won a dinner, bed and breakfast stay for two adults at Jackson's Hotel and a 3-lap, 2-person supercar experience.
Oh!
With Supercar Island.
Ah! Unbelievable. We were wondering when that supercar experience was going to pop out of the stocking.
That's class.
Congratulations, Maria.
And I'm car mad, so that's
are
me.
Are you?
I was going to say, have you done something like that before?
No, I did. I did rally driving, but like years ago.
Sorry, we have on our hands a car mad future doctor.
That is a wonderful combination.
Yeah, so if she gets into a crash, she can fix herself.
Yeah, she's like, give me a
She's got her sutures in the boot.
Maria, absolutely spot on. Well done. Congratulations and have a great
Thanks
Christmas
so
and
yeah,
a great
good
day.
Luck good luck with the next few
exams.
Weeks.
Yeah, see you, Pat.
Thanks a million.
Good luck.
Bye. Bye. Another chance for you to win with Voucher.ie in tomorrow's show. We'll do that, though, just ahead of 9:30 tomorrow morning. Does that suit everyone?
Yeah,
sounds good. I'll be here. Yeah,
no, are you around?
I'll be there for that now.
9:25. Yeah.
No, I will. Yeah, I will.
That's good.
Oh, no, I will be here. Yeah. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here. Yeah. It spins fully charged, recharged.
Becky Hill, who seems to be in a very healthy era at the moment, she put up, like loads of people do, when they go for a run and they feel the need to share it with everyone online in terms of their route, etc.
Oh, she's one of them.
Well, she said...
She posted the Strava.
She did. She said, final few hours in NYC well spent, and she's clearly done a big long run in Central Park. She burned, in case anyone's interested, 682 calories on the run.
Calories.
Yeah. What was the distance?
Her average pace was 1302 miles. The distance was 6.4 miles. Do you know what that is in kilometres?
Well, that's about 10k.
Yeah.
And it took her an hour and 24 minutes to do it.
Oh, she wasn't going too fast.
She wasn't going too fast, no. That's probably around what I came in.
600 calories is insane.
It's a lot of calories. 682, so nearing in on 7.
My God.
Well done, Becky.
Fair play to you, Becky.
Just feel like a stick now.
After the one run.
After one run. Losing all those calories. Oh my God. Ready to go. It's showtime.
Fully charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Good morning. It's just gone 4 minutes after 8 this Tuesday morning. Hope you're in good form.
Good morning. What's happening?
I'm dreading this bit, but I think you're going to have a great laugh, but I just don't want to listen back to it myself. So I told you just there that I was on the telly on Friday night. I was on the 6 o'clock show on Virgin Media. I was on to talk about I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Okay. Mm.
And in my short stint on that 1 hour show, I managed to insult 2 astronauts.
Oh, incredible.
Yes.
Now that's hard to do.
It is. So it was easier done because there were 2 astronauts also on the show.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so the Irish astronaut Nora Patton was on. She's going to be the first Irish person to ever go up into space. Oh, my God.
She was so cool
and so sound. And then another woman who's also going up on the same mission, a Canadian woman, she was also on with her. They were both so sound. And at the end of the show, after all the like individual interview chats, they do like 10 minutes in the kitchen. So a chef does like a 10-minute kind of demonstration of cooking a meal. And we all sit around, all the guests sit there, and we get to taste the meal, and there's a little bit of a chat, but it's mainly the focus is on the chef. However, on this show, there was an issue with the induction hob, and there was a little bit of a hullabaloo.
So into that, I'm going to put in a bay leaf. Mm-hmm. Right, turn that up a little. Don't know what's going on. It must have gone off. Oh, somebody help.
I'll help you.
I think it's the rubber glove.
I think it probably is.
Okay. What you need on live television.
No, so the hob was off and she couldn't get it on. So there was a bit of vamping had to be done, right? And the presenter.
Filler.
Yeah, exactly. And it was fine. It was all good. They're professionals. So the presenter was sort of asking the astronauts various questions because obviously they're far more interesting than
when,
me.
when the oven doesn't work. So space, that's going to be mad.
Yeah, spaceships, yeah.
Moon?
Cool.
Question mark. So as the vamping continued, he obviously decided we'll include Aisling in the conversation, okay?
And what's vamping?
It's just like...
When they're trying to fill this silence.
And the question I was asked in front of the 2 astronauts was, Aisling, would you like to go to space?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And I said this.
You know what? I'd love to go to space if somebody, like, guaranteed that I'd be 100% safe and survive. Maybe that's not good for me to say in front of people who are actually going to space. But you would know about the safety
we'll
more than I
would.
I think I trust these ladies to take me to space.
You would. I think I trust you too.
Don't talk about dying in space in front of the women going to space.
And I love the way you tried to climb back. I mean, I'd feel safe with
these ladies. Of course I'd feel safe with these ladies.
And these ladies know more about the safety.
Yeah. obviously. Oh my
safety.
God. And I was so confident as well. I was ready for the question because I've always... Do you know where you're just like, I know my answer for this one. Of course, I'd love to go to space as long as I know I'm coming back.
Yeah, I've asked you that before, and you said that exact answer.
I feel passionately about that topic. So I was like, boom, I got my answer. And then I was like, oh God, don't say that now. These women are literally going up there and they don't have that guarantee.
No, they don't. They know a lot about the safety.
They do. And I would trust those ladies to bring me up to space.
I remember a few years ago, when I first got really big into TikTok and I really enjoyed it at the beginning. I felt a lot of pressure from the Gen Zs. You know, there's always like kind of a Gen Z versus millennial thing, particularly on TikTok, which is so silly. But anyway, the Gen Zs were saying that side partings in your hair were very old fashioned.
Oh no.
Oh no.
So I panicked. And I've been wearing a side parting since I was a kid and I look like a really strange person with a middle parting. It doesn't suit my face at all. But I did it and I cut in bangs and it looked awful and I had to wear clips for 2 years to wait for them to grow out and I felt the pressure. This isn't an example of that. This is an example of something I'm really excited about because you might remember on the show a few months ago, Dave's sister Soph was turning 20 and you had a few bits to get for her.
Yeah,
you would like think, God, what does a 20-year-old want for their birthday these days? And one of the things that you were getting for her was a digital camera.
Yeah,
right?
My God, it took me a while to find one of these because they were all sold out because all the Gen Zers had gone and picked them
up. This is gas.
I couldn't get my head around this. And Dave kind of mentioned it, but I hadn't seen it for myself. And again, like, I sound so old, but I was out in the pub last week and these group girls and lads, they were probably college age, I'd say. They looked cool enough to be college kids anyway. They came over and were like, oh, would you mind taking a photo of us? And I was like, yeah, waiting for a phone. No. Out came a digital camera.
Oh, well, then you must have been.
And then
spot
I was
on.
Like, oh my God.
You'd
like,
be like,
this is
what
crazy.
In the leave insert results night?
Yeah. Exactly. Like, it just everything just comes back around again, even though when we got phones, we're like, ew, digital cameras are so old.
Yeah.
Like, I loved my digital camera. I used to bring it out every night.
Oh, so I did I.
The person in the friend group uploading everything to like a Facebook album of our trip to the cafe. Like, honestly, there'd be 27 photos in that thing.
They are better, though, I think.
The photos
the
look great.
Camera,
oh, they're
photos
so
look
good.
Amazing.
So gorgeous. Anyway, I've done a bit of digging on this. They're so in at the moment that apparently some influencers have the Fujifilm app on their phone, right? There's an actual app, a Fujifilm okay. app, and if you take a photo with the app on your phone, it comes up with like the little orange date and time in the corner.
Oh, stop.
And gives the impression of a gloss film like printed photo.
Stop, I've been seeing loads of those pictures.
That's
and I'm
what's
like,
going
are
on.
These girls getting so cameras
I should
uploading?
Have just told Sophie to get the Fujifilm app as opposed to buying her a bloody digital camera.
We do Secret Santa between the five of us, the family at home, and I always ask for something that I'd never really buy for myself. So like years ago, my dad had me. He was like, what do you want? And I was like, Ray-Bans. Because I'd never spend money on Ray-Bans myself. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
So this year, my sister has me. I was like, will you get me a digital camera? I want to go back to the days. I want to bring my digital camera everywhere. I want to get all into it. But I was just thinking about other things that I think are predicted that should also make a comeback from that era. So we're going back to like 2004, 2005, 2006 with the digital cameras coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And in that era, there's some things that I think need to make a comeback. On that list and around this time, if we're going full circle, is Rihanna. She has to give a comeback at this stage, okay? This music has been so highly waited for and highly anticipated. It's got to drop soon if we're going to fit into this whole bracket of however many years later, yeah. 20 years
so
later.
So Rihanna's a thing.
I hope for her
comeback.
Yeah, I hope for her sake, though, she's not releasing music because it's been so long that the hype is too much. And no matter what it is, it's not going to be
another. Give me another Rude Boy and I'll be happy. Shows like The Inbetweeners, we're all after getting so safe. The Inbetweeners was class.
You heard it here first, folks. Emma's against woke culture.
I'd love another Inbetweeners movie. Burning CDs. I bet you that's already making a comeback between hipster 18-year-olds that I'm going to sit at home and burn you a CD and just hope that it works in your car.
But this is the thing. I've been trying to find, you know the movie The General? I was trying to find it online. I rented it off Microsoft and Microsoft took my 99 cent, but then I've nowhere to watch it. So I was like, Grant, I'll buy the DVD. And then I realised I've nowhere to play the DVD. Yeah.
Your that's PlayStation.
Oh yeah.
There you go.
That was such a thing. People who had PlayStations at that time was like, oh, you don't even need to get a DVD player. How cool are you?
Yeah.
Speaking of, I was actually on this, portable DVD players.
Oh, and leave
for the car.
For the car or for the plane. If you just want to look like the cool person on the plane with your little portable DVD player on your lap. Ashley, only recently you offered me a movie that you own via DVD.
I did.
I realised I don't have anywhere to play it.
What was the DVD?
She was like, she wants to watch The Wind That Shakes the Barley. I said, I have that on DVD.
Sharing more shite photos. I know, Ashley, you touched on this recently in your very in-detail article in the Irish Independent about how Instagram is dying, but just in general, more shite photos.
I do enjoy the fact that you can only post 10 to 20 photos on Instagram at a time. Whereas on Facebook, you could post 200 if you wanted. Mm. I'm not going through them.
True.
I want to see people's dinners, though.
I know, and I miss that. I miss that. I would like all of us eventually, because we're also online, we're talking about brain rot a lot, to have essentially a computer room in our house. Imagine David Hammond being told he's not allowed to go on his phone at
home. In the computer room.
Maybe in the modern day it could be called the online room.
Yeah.
That's just where you go online and then that's it.
Honestly, I'm so down for that.
Another one is agreeing to meet at an exact time and no bailing. Do you remember at the time when you didn't have a phone to contact anyone once you left the house and say you made the phone call on the house phone and said, right, meet you there at 3:30? You bloody met them there at 3:30.
Yeah.
There was no like, I'm running late, I'm Mr. Lewis.
Well, I would probably be late, but yeah, I get it. Late, yeah. I get the concept.
Call me's. What about them?
Please call me's as well.
Call me's.
Communicating via please call me's. None of us had any credit in our phone, and if you did get a tenner, it would last all of 2 hours.
And then you have to use an IOU.
Then you're into debt already as a 14-year-old. And finally, hanging out without having to do something. Do you remember as a teenager actually just enjoying your friends without feeling like you have to spend a load of money to do it?
We didn't have a cent when we used to be hanging out outside Central Bank.
Not a cent. Not a euro.
No.
Like, not a euro. Sitting on a park bench, just enjoying and like actually making up fun stuff rather than, I feel like now, every time you leave the house to meet a friend, you're spending at least 50 quid.
Yeah.
It's like a drink, or it's like, let's go do this, or let's get a coffee and a cake and a walk and then another coffee and a cake and a
lunch.
Yeah.
And we should all go back to getting just an orange for Christmas from Santa.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, no, actually, this is the modern day. I think all these things will come back.
Yeah.
You know?
MSN, what? Bebo, lads, yeah? Do you remember that?
Top 16.
Do you remember that? This morning on the show, we're curious. What was your best solo trip? 087-711-103. Voice notes welcome on this. Maybe times where you booked a trip with someone and they've dropped out. Or it could even be when you booked it specifically to be on your own for a bit of peace.
Yeah, a bit of peace and quiet.
I tell you, I've come so close to booking my own solo trips multiple times, but never actually could do it. But there has been times where I've gone places with someone and I ended up just being on my own. About a year ago, I went to Rome with my mate Senan, and he got food poisoning the first night.
I remember this.
And he was just in bed for the whole holiday. So for like 2 days, I got to roam around Rome. And it was unbelievable.
Save Roman and
unintentional Rome. Solo trip.
Yes. Yeah. So I remember I got on. The feeling was unmatched because it was whatever I want to do, I can do. There's no like, oh, well, what does he want to do? Or, you know, making sure he's all right or anything like that.
Yeah.
Whatever the hell I want to do. If I wanted to go home and take a nap, I could. If I wanted to go to get a drink, I could. Get a meal, I could. Go see the Coliseum, grand. Hop on a scooter, do that. Do you know what I mean? Get a taxi. Go somewhere that might be a little bit expensive or, you know what I mean, might even be really, really cheap that my mate wouldn't like. You could do whatever you wanted.
Yeah, totally. And you also then had the reassurance of them being back at home in bed as well. Like, help!
Yeah.
What's after happening here?
Yeah, I've no interest in helping them out. Now I'm in Rome, going to see the Vatican City on my own.
But you don't have to do the vibe check with the group. What's everybody feeling like? You just live. Yeah.
I've never had a feeling like it.
Yeah, so nice.
It's so, so nice. I remember only like 2 weeks ago I went to New York with my girlfriend Pippa, and she was there for work. So she was there on like meetings and things like that. And I, as I said at the time, I felt like Kevin McAllister, like lost in New York. Do you know what I mean? Or I also kind of felt like...
She had to be in work for 9 o'clock in the morning and you could just roam New York.
Yeah, I could go and do whatever I wanted. I did feel like a little bit like she was like my single mother, and I'd be like, like she's off to work and I'm there going, look at me, I'm at the Empire State Building. She's like, that's great, sweetie, you're doing amazing. I did a 1-point text her while on top of the Empire State Building and I was like, I can see our hotel. She's like, okay. And I was like, will you come to the window and see if you can see me?
Wave at me.
She's
from
like,
work.
I can't see you. And I'm like, zoom in on your phone. And she's like, I'm in a really important meeting right now. So I'm like, okay. Well, I'm going to go shopping. Can I have money?
This wouldn't be the usual solo traveling experience people might have.
No, it wouldn't really. So she was working, so I got to explore New York. And now, to be like, the last couple of days, she was like, oh, I feel bad because, you know, you were off on your own while I was working in New York. I was like, Pippa, I had the best time ever. Like, it was so much fun to do whatever I wanted, whenever I wanted.
I suppose as well, when you travel or when you go around somewhere like that, like New York on your own, you feel like more of a local than if you're in a group as well. It makes you feel like that main character energy of, this is just my routine.
I couldn't agree more.
I just go into this place and get my coffee and then I stroll this way to my job. You kind of really...
Yeah, like I say hi to the park warden.
Yeah.
You know when you're like walking past people, like say the people who are like trying to give you their mixtape or something like that because they think you're a tourist and walking by them and they don't say anything to you. Yeah. You're like, yeah, because they probably think I'm a local. Hey, I'm walking here.
Until you say that.
Until I say that. Forget about it. Anyway, so we want to know about your solo trips. Maybe you booked it yourself. Maybe you happened by accident. 087 711 1038. Voice notes are completely welcome on this as well. We want to know. Coming on the show, we're asking you about your best solo travel trip. This is all because I went to New York about 2 weeks ago with my girlfriend, but she was working for a lot of it, or basically for half of it. So I got to just explore New York. She was apologetic, and I was like, please don't be. I'm having the time of my life.
I'd rather it this way.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that now. Of course, I would much rather be with her. But I did really enjoy the time on my own. It was good crack.
Your best solo trips, 087 711 1038. What's yours, Mark?
Yeah, so I'm an Arsenal fan, so I booked a trip to the Emirates about 2 or 3 years ago. Arsenal versus Newcastle. Yeah. And my mate actually lives in London and has a season ticket to West Ham.
Oh, right.
So I did text him to see did he want to meet up while I was over there, but he said he was actually away for work or something. So he said to me, you hardly want a ticket for the West Ham game as well, do you? And I just said, why not, yeah? So I was at the Arsenal game at 2 o'clock on the Sunday, jumped in a taxi and straight over to the London Stadium for West Ham Liverpool at 4:30 then.
Oh my god.
By yourself.
That sounds like the dream day, Mark.
Yeah, it was a dream, absolute dream. And Arsenal won, which was good, and then Liverpool West Ham was 3-2, so it was a really good game.
Loads of goals.
3-2 to Liverpool or West Ham?
Liverpool.
Almost a perfect day.
Was it just one day, Mark?
Yeah, well, no, I stayed overnight. So I flew over on the Sunday morning, stayed the Sunday night, and then just flew home the next day.
Absolutely stunning stuff.
A perfect
day. Do you know, I do get to the point, though, when I'm on a solo holiday or a solo wherever, I'd like, it's been 17 hours since I spoke to someone.
Yeah,
or, do you know what I mean? Like, you kind of start timing yourself.
I was just speaking to random London lads, and then I couldn't obviously wear anything Arsenal in the in the London Stadium.
Yeah.
So I just had to pretend that, like, oh, I'm from Ireland and I don't support any English teams. Oh,
you're a tourist. I love it, man.
I don't know if you're ever going to beat that dream day that you had.
I don't think so, to be honest.
No.
Fair play.
I won't get 3 games in one day, so no, 2's the most, I guess.
Yeah, true. Thanks, Mark.
Lovely, thanks.
See you, Mark. Have a great day.
Bye. This person was in touch as well, and they would like to stay anonymous. So when this happens via texting in on WhatsApp, we'll throw it through AI for you.
I met a guy on a work trip in Prague, and we were texting for a bit. And we decided to meet in Spain for a long weekend, which is totally out of character for me.
Ooh.
But I was like, YOLO. Of course, he bailed on me the week of. So I went anyway on my own and signed up to loads of things, made friends with a group of German guys and girls and had the best weekend.
Well, there you go.
My God.
You just never know sometimes.
It was a roller coaster.
I was waiting for her to be like, and now I'm with one of the German guys. Yes.
What was with the Gemma Collins AI voice, though?
I don't know.
Play the start of that again. That was absolutely insanely Gemma Collins.
I met a guy on a work trip.
I met a guy in Essex. I was lovely. I was lush.
Sandra's there as well. What was your best solo trip, Sandra?
I started off in Pisa, spent the night there, moved on to Florence for a few days, then got the train to Monaco, spent another couple of nights there, and then finished up for 2 nights in Cannes.
Oh, on your own.
Oh my God, fair play. That was a lot.
I met friends along the way, had an absolute ball, was in the casino, did it all.
And come here, tell us what your motivation was for heading off on your own.
2 kids.
Oh my God. I love it. You're like, bye, darling. Mommy's off to go have an amazing Italian adventure.
They don't like museums or anything anymore. They just turned 13, Freya and Layla. So they were like, I don't want to go there.
Yeah,
like,
fair. And you're like, I do.
Okay.
They're big museum connoisseurs at 12. But then as soon as they're 13, they're like, no, no interest.
They're like, absolutely not. Am I looking at that?
That's gas.
You get your pic with the. Did you have to get someone to take a picture of you with the Leaning Tower? Because you were
everywhere.
On your own?
I have photos everywhere. I'm brilliant. Like, sorry, you wouldn't mind taking my photo. Go again.
That's so. Go again.
Go again. Take a few. Sorry, what are you doing, landscape?
I love that.
Obviously, portrait.
That's so good, Senator. That sounds amazing.
Bring on the next one, says you.
Honestly, it was a ball. I still talk about it. That has been my favourite. Don't tell the kids.
We won't. No.
Cheers,
that stays
Sandra.
Between us. See you, Sandra. Have a great one.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, bye bye.
Oh, I love this. All right, keep them coming. What is your best solo travel trip if you have one? Maybe accidental or on purpose. 087-711-1038.
This is making me want to go on one.
I know, me too. It's really inspiring me. I might even go to the cinema on my own or something just to start small,
yeah, just
you know?
Do something. The only time I was ever really solo traveling was at the very start of my J1. I went over a few days before the rest of the girls and I did like 3 days in New York by myself.
Oh, wow.
And I was only 21, so this was like a big deal. And my flight got in really late. Like, I didn't get to my hostel till maybe like 11:30. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going to Times Square.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah. And I literally walked out and I was by myself on the streets of New York. I was walking down this big like boulevard. And I did a twirl.
Oh, you didn't.
I literally was like skipping and I spun around on the spot.
Oh
my,
God.
Sorry. You were skipping. You were skipping.
Sort of like a little, and then I just did like a little twirl on the spot.
Wow.
Wow. I just like every inch of respect. Mm. Every inch of
respect. Was there any left?
Oh, God.
That's amazing.
Pure joy. Pure joy.
Very quickly, Erasmus for me, Budapest. I knew no one going over there. So I essentially was on my own.
Absolutely,
for a few months, which was very very much a learning curve.
Yeah, I'm
very brave.
So.
I had to learn how to enjoy my own company slightly more.
Yeah.
It sounds rough. Right, who else have we got? Text in as well on 087-711-1038, which I have lost, but I have now found them. Molly Ann says, I didn't get into college and thought life was over, so I moved to a Greek island for 6 months on my own. Life wasn't over, I learned that it was only starting.
Well, that sounds more exciting than
anything. 6 months on a Greek island.
Beautiful. Hanging on there is Orla as well. Orla, you went off to a festival in Westport on your own, did you?
And I got an all-access badge off a guy who felt sorry for me because I'm travelling solo.
Stop.
And I met Jules Holland, Imelda May, Alice Moye. I went into all their dress rooms. I stole bottles of water, fruit out of there, just for the crack. Binned it all. But it was a great crack just doing it. Once I got that all access badge, I accessed.
I'm sorry, where exactly was this festival? Where was it? Whereabouts exactly was this?
It was in Westport, would you believe? Westport House.
In Mayo.
And so I went up to see Eddie Reader, actually. I'd no interest in Jules Holland and Alice and Moye, but I just happened to be in their dressing rooms accidentally, of course.
Of course.
But Eddie Reader was the one I got, and I got to get backstage and meet her and say hi and everything. Wow,
I feel like things.
But I wouldn't have done it with anyone.
Yeah.
No one would have been my friend. See you, bye. Enjoy your solo holiday.
Yeah.
Well done, you.
I love that, Orla. Thank you so much.
Not at all. Bye.
Good luck.
Bye. Later.
Do you know when you're like talking about anything and we think your phones are listening to us because they you know, give you an ad and you're like, oh my God, that's so me. Sometimes my Facebook just completely messes up and gives me things that I'm like, that I would never, ever wear.
Yeah.
You know the way Christmas jumpers are coming into a thing at the moment? Well, what my Facebook has just advertised me is this, and I don't even know how to describe it, so Ash, I'm going to let you describe.
That looks like a Christmas cord.
Yes, it is. It's a top and shorts.
Is it pajamas?
Red, completely glittery, and Santa-y vibe.
So it's basically a Santa outfit, right? And it's a men's fashion sequined decorative short sleeve shirt and shorts.
Oh, I think that's what you should wear for the Christmas party. Callum would wear that.
But I'm kind of like, do I get it for the Christmas party?
Oh my God.
It's kind of sexy.
Would pay you lots of money if you did that.
I think that'd be really funny.
Can I see it again? Just explain. So the chest is kind of out in the top. It's kind of V-neck.
Yeah.
Sure, you can wear
it'd be
it
very cold.
It's giving wish.com.
Yeah. I think
so. Like, I don't know if it would even arrive in time.
No, that's very, very true. But I would be sparkly and fabulous.
You would?
You'd be nearly up there with Callum's sparkly jacket he donned last year, which was one of the sparkliest things I've ever seen.
I think if I rocked up in this at the Christmas party next month, Brian Dowling would be very annoyed. Because I'd be taking
somebody
all of his
better
shine.
Better dressed than him.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley in the morning.
3, 2, 1, good morning.
Morning.
Don't know why I do that sometimes. Sorry, I know it has to stop.
It's the countdown vampire. It's not the countdown vampire. As if there's a vampire on countdown. The count from...
I was literally like, are you trying to say count?
The count from Sesame Street.
I'll have a C, please.
Good morning. I don't even know where that came from. You know?
Good You're morning. Just trying to mix it up, I get it.
Yeah, look.
Oh, listen, guys, I'm laughing, but I'm not right today.
Oh, no, go on.
I'm just not feeling the best.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go.
No,
again.
Just like a lot on my mind at the moment. I can't get the bloody Clonakilty veggie sausages for love nor money.
Sausages.
I have checked 4 different shops and they're gone. And When I tell you they're the best veggie sausage I've ever had in my, well, 7 years of being a vegetarian.
Yeah.
It's affecting me.
It actually gets very stressful when the thing you love is gone. Lucozade Zero just disappeared there for a while. I see it back with a different branding and I'm like, did I miss it that whole time? And but when you're in the flow of being like, I'm in the shop, I pick up a Lucozade Zero and then they're just gone.
It's awful. I can't stop thinking about them, dreaming about them, the taste. I've actually, it's gotten so bad that the sticker to say out of stock isn't even there anymore.
Oh no.
I don't know if they're still doing it.
I wonder if they're coming back. That's what
have
I'm
you
curious about.
I've actually been flat out.
I see,
on
now
Instagram,
if I was a vegetarian, I think I'd just, I would be contacting them. I'd be ringing them up and like, no, is this still a thing?
Like, you've got not much else to give you joy as a vegetarian, so.
A girl at my rehearsals for the musical I'm doing the other day was like, oh, Aisling, I got a pack of the Clonakilty sausages. I'm going to try them. I literally grabbed her two arms with a nice grip. And I was like, where did you get them? And she was like, I don't know. My man got them somewhere. Sorry.
Ask her, ma'am, now.
And I was like, I'm sorry for that.
Well, that's good news.
I'm not
around
myself.
Somewhere.
Yeah.
Where would you normally frequent?
Dunn's.
Yeah.
I went to Dunn's, I went to Tesco. They don't be in Lidl's and all them's. But yeah, it's
you should
really
get
sad.
On to your friend up north, Dylan. The guy who sometimes does a show on Spin. Didn't he once give you a load of veggie stuff?
He got me a load of Linda McCartney stuff, yeah, the duck and all the rest. But it's the Clonakilty's, I'd say they're down south.
Come on, use an official account there, Callum. Tweet Clonakilty sausages under the Spin account and ask what the story
is.
Do.
Oh, use the brand power. And if you've seen them around as well, do give us a message.
Oh, please do. This is essentially why I'm doing this. For selfish gains.
Oh, you're using the airtime selfishly for your personal gain.
And if you do it a lot.
And if you have time, let us know where they do Lucozade Zero.
Thank you. We've talked about New York a bit in the show this morning, but it's making headlines today because a law that was put into place back in 1907 has finally been repealed. This just happened on Friday, but still making headlines over the weekend.
1907.
That's a long time.
A long time ago.
You were born then, Emma, weren't you?
I was, yeah. Yeah, I was, yeah. It was good days back then. Yeah, we used to play curves.
Doesn't she look great?
Yeah, she looks great. Well. Not a day over 120.
Adultery, i.e. cheating, is now no longer illegal in New York. Oh, up until Friday, it was.
Thank God.
You believe? Isn't that unbelievable? It's also like kind of freaked me out. I'm like, well, there are loads of affairs kicking off over the weekend. I mean, but up until then, again, a very archaic law and one that the fact that it even got in the first place is a bit of a head scratcher. But you get up to 3 months in prison if you're found to be engaging in a relationship with another person at a time when they have a living spouse or the other person has a living spouse. So either of you involved in the situation.
You have to be married, I suppose, in this form of cheating.
But that's what adultery is, isn't it?
Oh, really? Yeah. You have to be married to be an adulterer.
I believe so, yeah.
That's Wednesday's order.
No, that.
Got me looking at the other strange laws in New York. You might be aware of some of them, as in you guys, because you spend a lot of time there. But I didn't know any of these. Did you know that in New York City today, you cannot have three or more unrelated people living together? Naturally, people do this all the time when they go in J1s, etc., and they throw mattresses the floor and all sleep on couches and all the rest. Technically, that is still written into law, and they do say there are some exceptions to this rule.
God, and friends would be really messed up.
Yeah, it's obviously not very strictly enforced. In New York, it's illegal to flirt in public.
Oh.
It's illegal to flirt in public.
Well, they need to get on to that naked cowboy.
I know. The specific details surrounding the flirting law, they kind of vary online.
Or the Elmo.
I think you could probably take your chances, though, because the fine is about $25 if you're caught flirting.
Which, back in the day, would have been mad.
Yeah.
A lot of money, and again, it's obviously not enforced. But if they're going to repeal that, they probably need to repeal this as well. It's illegal to wear slippers in public after 10 p.m. in New York City. Isn't that crazy?
After 10, why would you be wearing them before 10 p.m?
I know.
That should be flipped. You should be allowed after 10, but not before.
If you're just running to the shop after
it's
10 in your slippers.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's illegal to sell baby chicks or rabbits which have coloured fur or feathers in New York. Why you're dying animals in the first place is really weird.
Baby chicks or rabbits.
Baby chicks or rabbits, just the two.
Yep. So specific. Like.
Yep. Yep.
But a coloured duck, no problem. Yeah.
Go
it's
wild.
Illegal to release more than 25 balloons filled with helium at once. Now, this follows a problem that happened, a balloon fest back in 1986. It consisted of releasing 1.5 million balloons.
Yeah, was this in Chicago, I feel?
Led to two deaths, injured horses and countless car accidents.
Yeah.
So now they've put the limit.
The city were cleaning it up for like months after.
Who decided 1.5 million helium balloons was a good idea in the first place? That would cause like some kind of irreversible climate change, I'd imagine.
Yeah, they
25 is now
imagine the poor ozone layer.
This one's weird. It's illegal to walk around New York City on Sundays with an ice cream cone in your pocket.
This one's weird. They're all weird.
And with an ice cream cone in your pocket.
I mean, clearly an ideal place to keep an ice cream cone at the best of times, but not
on
Sundays.
Is it because
it looks like a gun? Maybe. Well, apparently it's...
Does it?
No. Prevent horse thieves from luring them over.
You come up with a thought then. I'm just trying to help.
Another one, just in case you were tempted, if anyone's going to New York soon, it's illegal to pee on pigeons.
That's
fair enough.
Yeah, you don't pee on pigeons. That's not nice. And it's also one that we need to enforce here. It's illegal to speak to other people in an elevator.
I doubt it.
Well, it's obviously not enforced, but it is.
But like, when were elevators made? Like, were they around in 1907 for enough to be able to make this rule? That makes no sense.
Well, it's on the internet, Dave, so I'm considering it fact.
Oh, fair.
Illegal to speak to others in an elevator.
Very
again,
dangerous.
Nothing worse than those awkward conversations. Where are you going to number two, is it?
What if someone's peeing on a pigeon in an elevator and you can't give out to them?
With an ice cream cone in their pocket.
That's a real problem.
Hadn't thought of that.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
KSI and Thick of It here at Spin. Good morning.
Morning.
I think that song has definitely grown on us all, and I've been singing it around the place quite a lot.
Which is really embarrassing because it started off as such a meme online.
I know, but I do quite like it. And the bit that I keep singing is this bit.
From the screen to the ring to the pen to the key. Where's my crown? That's my...
Yeah, that's the like really catchy bit. But before now, I hadn't really bothered looking up the lyrics to that bit. So the actual lyrics are from the screen to the ring to the pen to the king.
Yes.
Do you want to explain?
So from the screen, because he started off on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then from the pen.
From the screen to the ring.
To the ring to boxing.
Yeah, to the pen.
To the pen.
Writing.
I'd say writing music.
Yeah.
Writing music. And
to
then
the king.
To the king. And then just, he's the king of rap. I don't know.
He's the king of all those things. Yeah. Now,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But I've just been kind of singing like from the king to the ring to the thing to the king. Like just going around like singing it all wrong completely.
That's the line that got a lot of abuse online from people. Like his fans taking the mick out of him. But it's actually the catchiest line of the whole song.
Oh, it is. Absolutely. I love when it comes up. But then in the mornings coming into work. Coming into like the studio before we start the show, I've started singing the different items that I need to bring into the studio with me to the tune of that.
Okay.
So I'm like, from the pen to the sheets to the mic to the muff. And then the muff being the little spongy thing on the top of the microphone.
Yes.
Not anything else. And I'm sort of like bringing them in, like from the pen to the sheets to the mic to the muff. You know, and I put it all down together. I think it's actually a really clever way to remember things. So we kind of said, we draft a few versions of this for other jobs.
Yes.
Okay, so this could be helpful for you if you have one of these professions. And we'll do it to the music. Why not?
Okay, yeah.
So if you were a plumber, you might walk in to your job and sing this. From the sink to the loo to the pipe to the plunge.
Getcha.
That's the vibe.
Ooh, I'm with
like
you.
Yeah.
Emma?
Influencer?
Yes.
Maybe something like this. Oh, the gram, it goes ping, only 10, ching, ching, ching. Where's my crown, that's my bling. Something like that.
Very good. That's nice.
I have an actor who became a jeweler who then signed a contract to become royalty. From the screen to the ring to the pen to the king. Okay, do you want a real one?
Yes.
Okay, I have a bed salesman. Do you want that one?
Yes.
Okay, go on. From the bunk to the twin to the king to the queen. Where's
my crown? That's nice. Very nice.
That absolutely slaps, David Hammond.
It does slap, doesn't it?
Okay, niche one here. If you were the person on crepe making duties at Gino's.
Okay.
You might sing this one. From the egg to the milk to the pen to the flip.
Pan.
The pen to the pan, yeah.
I've got one for a teacher.
Oh,
teachers,
go on.
Teachers listening up this morning. Okay, here we go. From the tweens teaching. Ah!
Oh!
Can I do it again?
Take two.
Okay. From the tweens teaching. I can't say teaching lit, lads. From the tweens teaching lit for the Gen Z, I do sing.
That
it rhymes with the music, but
brutal.
There we go. It's not really.
I have for a beautician advertising what they offer.
Please.
From the pits to the crack to the face to the sack.
Class. Yeah, you came and smashed it, I think, Dave, yeah?
Thank you.
Helpful for all.
See, I know KSI. You know, so it helps. Obviously, we're friends.
You've interviewed him twice.
Yes.
We're best friends. You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Lana Hello. Del Rey tickets with Michaela after 10, by the way.
Sorry, oh, for the Aviva.
I know, yeah.
The Aviva.
I know, I'm actually shocked that she's playing the Aviva.
The Aviva.
I don't remember any song she's done since that.
Summertime Sadness, Good Night.
Yeah. Yeah. Some people love her, though. She's got a real cult following.
Yeah, she does, to be fair.
She does. Right now, though, we want you to win with Now on the show. Not just today, but all this week. We are celebrating the launch of Dune Prophecy.
Yeah, it's set 10,000 years before the action in Dune and Dune 2. That lovely movie with, what's his name, Timothée Chalamet, yeah. Zendaya as well is in there.
And all the worms.
Yeah. The prequel series follows two sisters and they combat forces that threaten the future of humankind. And you can stream it with a Now Entertainment membership.
Yeah, we have a Now Entertainment membership to go for the full year. We're going to give that away right now. Plus a €50 one for all voucher, if you don't mind. And we've been asking you to identify this powerful sister duo, Venus and Serena.
Who? Venus and Serena who? Yes. Good morning, Jay. How are you?
What a day. How are you?
Do you have a bit of a cold on you?
I do, a little bit.
Oh, Jay, you sound all stuffed.
Are you in bed, Jay, or are you in work?
I'm just out from the gym.
Oh, fair play. What did you do? Was it an upper body day or a lower body day or a cardio day, Jay? Yeah.
It was lower, so it was squats and hip thrusts.
And the legs, I feel for you. I really, really do, Jay.
Have you been in the gym this week, Dave?
No, it's Tuesday.
Okay, fair.
I'm sick yesterday.
What's on for the rest of the day, Jay?
Yeah, I'm just going to head into town and do a bit of Christmas shopping.
Legend.
Oh, that sounds lovely, Jay.
That's a nice one. And how would a €50 one for all voucher sound?
Be lovely.
That would help, wouldn't it? Entertainment membership for a year. You got the chance to win that now. You just have to tell us the surname of this powerful sister duo, Venus and Serena who?
Williams.
Venus and Serena Williams. You're absolutely correct, Jay.
Back of the net, even though that's a football
Yeah,
reference.
If you hit the ball into the net, then you lose the point, Ashley.
Over the net. Listen, you've won yourself, as we said, that Now Entertainment membership and that €50 one for all voucher, Jay. So rest up, enjoy your day, and thanks for listening.
Good luck, Jay.
Brilliant. Cheers, thanks very much.
Bye.
Cheers, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. If you want to win with Now, another chance to do so on tomorrow's show. We'll do that just before 7:30 to mix things up. Does that suit you?
I'll be here.
You're on.
It looks like Paul Mescal hard launched their relationship to the day, one of the Gladiator premieres.
How does he hard launch without an Instagram?
Hard launch, I suppose, in front of loads of paparazzi.
Just brings her places.
Yeah. Did you know he and Phoebe Bridgers were engaged?
Yes, I did.
I did not know they were engaged.
I didn't remember it recently.
And she broke his heart from Bo Burnham. Which is fair enough.
Dave's got all the lore.
Yeah. Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.